Listen, I think Sue is still one of the best D tackles in the league. The moment he was cut in Miami, I said on this show, they were asked, where would you like to see him go? I said the Los Angeles Rams next to Aaron Donald.
Let's go. Come on. Come on. Anybody up there? Come on. English Bulldog. Good boy. Last year, my dad got it for me for a gift. What you scared of? I always had dogs, but I always got rid of them fast. But I always kept telling my dad I wanted a bulldog, so his friend was breeding them, so he ended up surprising me with a little bulldog. Had him since a puppy. He's still a puppy. He's only 9 months. He's getting big now.
But can you imagine Donald on the inside with Brockers and Sue on the outside, and then they start moving shells around? The problems that could cause for other teams, that might be how they can hide some of the weaknesses and deficiencies now on that second level.
Yeah, a team that
Coach McVay called me and was asking me about it and asked how I would feel about it. I said, hey, if he can come in and do what he's been doing and making plays, bring him in, Coach. We trying to win a Super Bowl. You got Brock on the other side.
Let's go, up front on three. One, two, three, up front.
You got Sue and you got myself, and then I know they're going to bring some new good edge rushers in to help us too. So I'm excited to work with them, play with them, you know, build a brotherhood with them. So we're going to see.
First and foremost, I was told that the Rams have set aside a budget for Aaron Donald. He's due an extension. He's a priority, and no player they bring in is going to do anything to upset that budget. So Aaron Donald, he is going to get that extension.
I don't think about that at all. I just want to get what I earn, you know, what I deserve.
Hit and jar loose, Aaron Donald.
Now I don't think about the dollar amount, you know, that's what I got my guys for to help me with that. So my main goal was to go out there, fly around, make plays, and that's what I'm going to continue to do, you know, no matter what the situation is. So. See, everything's pretty much different. They rebuilt everything, like the locker room all the way different. I'm going to show you the D-line, where my D-line room was. Hey, Coach, what was when I was here, where's the old D-line room at? That was that door right there, the last one, right? That's Coach Dews. The man with the plan, changing everything around.
The man is right here.
No, I'm just the guy.
Taking a per tour, huh?
Uh-huh. Trying to show, I think the D-line, it was the old D-line room was right there.
Where was the old D-line meeting room before I got here?
Wasn't it right here? I used to watch film, come in early. Coach Snooks would be in there. My D-line coach watching film. I'll break down film by myself right here. Take a nap right here before meetings, and then get the day started. I remember working, trying to get to where I'm at now. Crazy, man. Time fly.
After careful consideration, the winner of the 2013 Bronco Nagurski Trophy, Aaron Donald, Pittsburgh.
All these trophies is in L.A. in my office. The Lombardi, Narek, the Outland, and the Nagurski. This was the first one I won on my dad's birthday. This exact trophy I won on his birthday.
I wanted to say happy birthday to my dad. Got your birthday gift.
I had an opportunity to leave early my junior year, but I didn't like the grade I got. At the time, my girlfriend was pregnant with my daughter, so I ain't had a lot on my mind, but I stayed. I want to be an All-American. And then came back working, was working with Wayne. Started breaking down film a lot more. I learned that from Coach Snooks, my D-line coach, when I was here my last 2 years. Just put a lot more time into it. Just with a lot more focus when I had my daughter. Just all that came out of it, and I just got addicted to working. That's what all this, I just got addicted to it.
Yeah, I mean, I heard about him because he's a local guy, but I would say Aaron was overlooked. Undersized, you know, maybe didn't fit the mold of what teams were looking for in a three technique, and I think he had maybe three offers, including Akron and Toledo, and then Pitt. You didn't expect him to come in here and make waves right away or have a lot of expectations on him right away. That changed rather quickly, though, once he got on campus because he was three times the player that anyone pegged him to be.
He's hit! He's going to be sacked! And guess who is on the scene? The Outland, Lombardi, Nagurski, Bednarik. What was the other one? He won them all, and he got the sack. We're talking Aaron Donald.
I think Aaron has a unique passion and love for Pitt because we were that opportunity for him. He took that chance and has done more for Pitt than Pitt could ever do for him.
I see it's not real. It's not real. It's fake. It's fake. It ain't real. We can't die with this.
Well, I started working with Pootie about 3 weeks ago, and he put the knives in them. I'm like, oh, man, what you doing? He said, they ain't real. He started bending the leg. I'm like, all right, we're making sure. But the knives just assimilate, you know, somebody coming at you, just help you react a little faster. Once you see something coming at you, it's just a natural reaction. You can move a little faster, so it won't touch you. So just something new I'm just working with this year that I've been liking so far. I'm just waiting to, you know, put the pads on it and get to working on somebody, so.
What's up, man?
How you doing, sir? Oh, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. I love your work, man.
I appreciate it.
It's okay if I can take a picture with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, come on. Don't
mind. They got me when I was working out and I was breathing a little hard. I was like, come on, man. You look, I get some Gatorade real quick, but they just trying to get to where I'm at. You know, that's their dream. That's what they working on. They high school kids trying to get to college and pursue an NFL career. So anything I can do to try to, you know, push a kid or help a kid, if that's just a couple words, me saying something to them, I'm for it.
All right, thank you very much. Good luck. And
I appreciate it.
Keep on working. Keep
on. You already know. Want to be good, you want to be great.
I stay with Dwayne Brown because I've been working with him since I was my 12th grade year in high school, and it worked. For me to miss all the OTAs, miss all the camp, come in week two, play, and be in top shape how I was, and was no fatigue, and I was able to hold up through the whole season, and that's why I stay with that guy. It shows.
Well, work pay off. We all year round with this. I don't take no vacations. I do this all year round. All year round.
I usually try and take a week to 2 weeks off. I go good for the first week. The second week, I got to be back in the weight room or doing something. I just feel like, you know, I'm falling behind. And ain't me just trying to, you know, show off for the camera. This is who I am. You know, this is Aaron.
5 seconds. 3, 2, 1, time. I train him. When he calls me and says, hey, coach, can you help me out? But when I have an opportunity to work with him, he's absolutely in the one percentile. He is a different individual. You know, I think, first of all, I think he epitomizes everything a kid from Pittsburgh is about. Hard work, blue collar, not having an ego. And I'm trying to train my young guys to act like him. And again, you know, this is a young man that's going to sign a $100 million contract plus here pretty soon. And again, he's the most humble guy in our building.
I think he got it from his dad. You know, they would wake up early in the morning and work out when he was a young kid. That was a religion for him. So Aaron didn't know anything but hard work. You watch any award ceremony, and there were several. His saying was always, hard work pays off. And that comes from his dad. He took everything he learned from that and put it to use, and there he is.
Well, this is the street I grew up on, Churchland Street. About to walk into my house I was raised in, show you the dungeon where it all started at. Know it's old when you walk in to get the players that's still on the couches. When we started waking up 6 a.m. working out. Look, weights is rusty. These is 45. I bet you they made probably 60s now with that rust on it. It's a dungeon, man. That's where I started. I grew up real lazy, so I ain't never used to want to do chores, real chunky kid. So my dad, when I was 12, he's like, man, I'm gonna start getting you working out. So I came down here, started working out with my dad, started seeing the change in my body, and then got addicted to it. All that hard work we talk about, it started down in here, right in this basement, man. Y'all don't understand what this dungeon means to me, man.
If it wasn't for my dad getting me working out at an early age, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today, honestly. I wouldn't have had that urge to, you know, to keep wanting to push and be great. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
When I said hard work pays off, I was really meaning if you work hard, you'll get a nice body. I could never ever begin to imagine that how far hard work would really and could take you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he he's one of the top players in the league, you know what I'm saying? And it's a dream come true because that was my dream, you know what I'm saying? And it came a generation later, but it's here. I'm living my dream through Aaron.
And the 2017 AP Defensive Player of the Year is...
Aaron Donald.
It's still surreal to me. Everybody around us makes a big deal out of it, but it still doesn't seem real. He's not famous to us. He's Aaron, you know? He's just who he is.
It's surreal. It's still surreal, you know, to accomplish something like that, you know, with so many great players that won that trophy and definitely only in my fourth year. So it's a dream come true. I don't know. That's where, I don't know, I just go out there and play. That's for everybody else to say, you know. You know, there's always guys that you know, you watch and you be like, all right, he did this. I gotta try to go out there and show out too, man. But that's for the fans and the people to say, you know, I'm just out there working. I'm going to just play my game.